Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber Radio Studio, located on the lower level of our building at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. Folks, it's going to be an interesting day. A lot of college football kicks off today. I know that there are a lot of Notre Dame Fighting Irish fans out in the Siouxland community, and they play Navy. Coming to you from Dublin, Ireland at 1:30 Central Time this afternoon. That should be an interesting one. And speaking of college, today I'm thrilled to have the president of Morningside University, Dr. Albert Mosley, in the house for our Grow Siouxland program. Dr. Mosley, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you, Chris. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. And Doctor, as we do each Saturday morning, we want to thank our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, as well as our sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. And speaking of NAI United, the chair of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber this year is Christy Vermullum McManamy. And Christy would be the first to tell you that the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce dinner is just around the corner. It will be held on Thursday, September 28th at the Sioux City Convention Center. And folks, it's time to get your tickets. It's about a month away, and tickets are selling very, very quickly. Tier 1 sponsorships have been sold out. And so if you need your tickets, 712-255-7903 or SiouxlandChamber.com. But our focus today is on Morningside University and their new leader, Dr. Mosley. And Doctor, as we do each Saturday morning, we begin by introducing our guests to our listening audience. If you'd be so kind, tell us a bit about where you grew up.
So Chris, I was born and raised in rural Mississippi in a very small community, a lot smaller actually than Sioux City or most of the communities surrounding Sioux City. So about 500 people in my town. I spent most of my life there. Everybody I grew up around, they were either an extended family member or somebody you knew from church. There was practically no one you didn't know in that small community.
So a quick question for you. A small rural Mississippi town, did you grow up in the country or in town in that community?
Well, the town was the country. So,
okay.
Yeah, so town for us was probably, you know, it's one sort of main street with a couple of buildings there on the main street. I guess it would be considered the town as opposed to the country, because we did have farther out in the country. We had dirt roads and those types of things, but the part of the community I grew up in, things were paved, and we had a bank, and there was a grocery store and a small school that I attended. So a very, very, very small community.
For those of us who are not familiar with rural Mississippi, was that an agricultural community?
Largely agricultural. It's the east central part of the state of Mississippi, so very close to the Alabama line, so literally smack dab in the center of the state, but on the far eastern part of the state. And lots of farming there. So people mostly did soybeans, and there was some cattle farming, pig farming, similar to what you have here in Iowa, actually.
And so did you go to high school in that community as well?
I went to high school in that community. One of the funny stories I like to share is that almost every teacher, they were folks that you saw in Sunday school or in church, and you know, it was kind of difficult to date there because everybody was your cousin or something like that. And so, but yeah, went to high school there, born and raised there, spent my entire life there, life as a child and teen there.
So I often ask this question, but I think when I'm speaking with a university president, I somewhat know the answer. Were you a good student?
I would say so. Yeah, I was a good student. I probably was a bit of a nerd. I early on really enjoyed math. I enjoyed science, those types of things. I always liked to read. So, of course, you know, this is before the advent of computers and all of that stuff. So I was a kid that you would find probably most afternoons looking through the encyclopedia. I just like to read stuff and learn things. And that was, the go-to then for information was the encyclopedia, the world book.
We're dating ourselves a little bit there, aren't we? Absolutely. I grew up with the encyclopedia as well. Encyclopedia Britannica,
yep,
sitting on the shelf in the school library.
Yep, that's it. I would spend time reading through that and just learning all kinds of stuff. But yeah. I found myself involved in things like band and those types of things, but was never really kind of the athletic kid and that sort of stuff. I was, you know, kind of your classic nerd, you know?
So graduating from high school, standard curriculum, presumably, what was next for you in your academic progression?
So I grew up in a community where if you were going to be a professional, there were just very few options for you. So either you were a teacher or you were, you know, an entrepreneur. So there were a couple of folks who had little small businesses, funeral homes, grocery stores, that type of stuff. Or you became a preacher. So, you know, you didn't have a whole lot of options there. And in fact, I was the first person in my family to actually go to college. And so I didn't have many examples of what that would look like for me. I had a few folks around me who kept saying to me, you really should look at going to college, but I just didn't know what that meant or what that would look like. And I didn't have, you know, anybody in my immediate household that I could ask, you know, about that. And so, you know, I was the beneficiary, Chris, of a lot of really, really good people who in my community and in my church in particular, who saw something unique in me and pushed me and encouraged me to explore the possibility of going to college. I did that. I applied to a couple places. I got into those places that I applied to. I had very, very good GPA, had a really high ACT score, got offered some scholarships and ended up going to a small college in Jackson, Mississippi, the capital of Mississippi, about 3 hours away from where I grew up. It was my first time in the big city. And so, you know, I left my little small community and went down to Jackson, Mississippi, and I saw traffic lights. I saw multiple lanes of traffic. And I was like, oh my gosh, how do these people survive here, you know? And so, but yeah, but that was an eye-opening experience for me, just leaving that small community where I'd been nurtured and I'd grown up and going into this relatively large community to become a college student as a first-generation student.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. If you've joined us late, our guest today is Dr. Albert Mosley, who serves as the president of Morningside University in Sioux City, Iowa. And Dr. Mosley, we were visiting about your decision to pursue a formal education, post-secondary, and you're at a college in Jackson, Mississippi as a freshman. And do you recall when you decided to listen to all those people who were saying, hey, Albert, I think you should be going to college? Was that early in high school? When did that evolve? And what did you decide to study?
You know, interestingly, I can't recall exactly when I started listening, but I just remember, honestly speaking, having a lot of self-doubt because I didn't have many examples before me. I was really affirmed by people around me who kept saying, hey, you're a great student. You should really explore college. In my small town, if you didn't go to college, your options were rather limited. There was a glove a factory there that made gloves, a manufacturing company. They produce gloves. There was a sawmill there, lumber mill. You could do that, or you could try to, you know, just any sort of odds or ends type job that somebody would do. So, you know, I didn't like any of those options. I decided, okay, well, maybe I'll listen to these folks. Maybe they're onto something. So anyway, I ended up going to Millsaps College in Jackson, Mississippi, small private church-related institution. And I decided to major in biology. I was always good in math and science, and so majored in biology. I had this notion in my mind that I'd go to med school after college. You know, again, growing up in a small community, poor, first-gen college student, in my mind, the way to get out of that is to become a doctor. You know, you go and become a physician, go to med school. So I studied biology, and interestingly, I throughout kind of my life journey, I always talk about these folks who I think were part of this sort of external call or outward call, people who just sort of tapped me on the shoulders and said, hey, I think you should do this. I think you should do that. And while I was in college, I got involved in a church there in Jackson. I had some family connections to that church. And folks there, you know, I got involved in youth ministry and those types of things. And folks there kept saying to me, hey, I think you should really look at maybe some sort of, you know, career in the church. And I said, nah, I want to be a doctor. And so anyway, graduated with a degree in biology, applied to and got into med school. Ended up doing a year of med school. Came home after that first year. Announced to my folks that, guess what? Not going back. And so literally, everybody thought I'd lost my mind. You know, here's a kid that made it out.
Right. You did the hard part.
Yeah, I made it out. You know,
and you did the first year of med school.
Exactly. You know, and you know, Chris, the funny thing is that as I look back on that experience, I realize, you know, and this is something I say to students often, that, you know, there are times in our lives and times in our journeys where we're doing the things that we think we're supposed to be doing, and that it takes a lot of courage and actually a lot of effort also for us to really pause and ask ourselves, is this what I really want to do? Is this the calling that I believe I should be following in my life? And not just a script that you think will lead to success or will lead to a high-paying job or whatever the case may be. And so, and that was a difficult decision. You know, I remember to this day, my brother-in-law, I'm the youngest of six, and my oldest sister's husband, when I made that announcement to everybody that, hey, I'm not going back to med school, they literally did think I'd had a nervous breakdown or something. And so about an hour and a half from where I grew up, there was a state hospital, a mental hospital. And he's like, I think I'm going to take you there now. I was like, no, I don't need to go there. Like, this is a decision I made with a sound mind, and it's not what I want to do. Like, you know, and of course, that dashed a lot of people's hopes, because a lot of people had sort of built their hopes around me that I was going to be the one to sort of lift everybody out of poverty. And so, yeah.
It's a big decision, and we're going to go to a commercial break, but when we come back, I want to talk about your decision to leave med school and what path that set you upon, how it led to your present position, and then your vision in your capacity as the leader of Morningside University. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. I'm your host, Chris McGowan. My guest today, Dr. Albert Mosley, the president of Morningside University. We'll be right back with Dr. Mosley after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. If you were with us for the first half of the program, you know that my guest today is Dr. Albert Mosley, the president of Morningside University. And Dr. Mosley, as we wrapped up the first half of the program, you're telling us that you made the affirmative decision after successfully completing your first year of medical school to make a change. And tell us, what was that change and what did you decide to pursue instead?
Well, the change was I wanted to go instead to seminary. So I applied and got accepted to Duke University and ended up going there for divinity school at Duke University, earning a master's degree there. And following that, went up to New Haven, Connecticut to Yale University to do a terminal degree in theology. And that sort of began my trajectory leading to where I am now. I took my first position at the institution where I did my undergrad, Millsaps College. Went back to Millsaps to start teaching. I seem to have this history of going back to places I've already been. So I was at Millsaps for a couple of years, and I went back to Duke to teach there as well and to become an administrator. Served as an assistant dean there at Duke University, and then left there and went to a couple of other institutions. And here I am now in Sioux City at Morningside.
So. Well, that is a very rich academic legacy from Millsaps to Duke to Yale. Mm-hmm. And those who may not be familiar with Millsaps are certainly familiar with Duke and Yale, and then back to Millsaps and then Duke. And mm-hmm. we're thrilled to have you leading Morningside University. And what a great opportunity to segue into your decision to pursue the presidency at Morningside University. You were selected a little over a year ago.
Is that? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I began a little over a year ago.
And what was it about this opportunity that attracted someone with your educational background and pedigree?
Well, so I knew Chris early in my career in higher ed that I eventually wanted to be a college president. That's one of the things I really sort of sought out to do. And when I got to that place where I thought this is the right time to explore that a bit further, I had a very specific list of what I was looking for. So first and foremost, it needed to be a private institution. That's all I've ever worked in and where I received my education. Second, it needed to be an institution that was faith-based and very specifically, for me, United Methodist related. Morningside fits that. It's related to the United Methodist Church, which is the church that I've grown up in and known my entire life. And the third thing, as we were exploring communities where we'd like to have this next phase of our life and journey together, my wife and I made the decision that we wanted to be in a community where we felt that our impact could really be a bit broader. And so, you know, we'd lived in some really large cities. We'd lived in Memphis, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and we both were engaged in, I think, really transforming work in those communities, but it felt like a drop in the bucket, you know? And so we said, wherever we go next, we want to go to a community where, well, a couple things, that, but also where we can get to know people, where our impact can be felt, and where we wouldn't be sitting in traffic for, you know, an hour or so getting to work and trying to get home in the afternoon. So
yeah, life's too short for those commutes. You mentioned your wife. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, so married. We have four children. My wife's a dentist, and she's spent the last 5 years of her career serving at the University of Tennessee Health Science Center as a member of the faculty there. She grew up in Philadelphia, PA. Our kids are 24, 23, 21, and here's the surprise, a nine-year-old. And so our nine-year-old will be starting at Mater Dei this fall, or is already at Mater Dei this fall.
So you know you and I are an awful lot alike.
Ah, okay.
I have a child who just finished college a year ago.
Wow.
Two others in college, two in high school. And then a sixth grader.
Oh, my gosh.
So
wow.
You and I are in parallel universes. You're listening to Grow Siouxland, where our guest today is the president of Morningside University, Dr. Albert Mosley. And, Doctor, what I really want to get into for the last 5 or 6 minutes that we have together this morning is your vision for Morningside University. And I know that you began classes earlier this week, and so your timing is perfect. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your vision for this institution.
So at Morningside, one of the things I really harp upon is how can we as an institution be a responsive partner to businesses and industries here in the Siouxland area and beyond. And so what that means for me is constantly listening and hearing what the needs are in this community. So in response to some of that, you know, we've launched our School of Aviation, which was supposed to come online in the fall of 24. We've actually fast-tracked that.
Yeah, I heard who was directly responsible for fast-tracking, and it sounds like I'm talking to him today.
Yeah, we fast-tracked it. I told him,
congratulations.
Thank you. I said, hey, guys, we got to get this thing up before. And so it's we've got 12 new aviation students.
So exciting.
Morningside
congratulations.
This fall. We just added three other new academic programs, cybersecurity, which is growing like wildfire around the country.
Wow, what a great curriculum to add.
Supply chain management. We know the challenges that we all face during COVID around supply chain, and we still hear a lot about it now. And then we also added public health, and we're not done. We're constantly listening. We did what's called a market analyzer recently to see what is needed in this market. I've talked with CEOs and industry leaders here in the Siouxland area to get some direction from them as well. So those are some of the basic things we're doing. But Chris, in a much broader sense, to a certain degree, it's more internal, but also has an external effect as well. There are three, what I call, overarching pillars of things that we're working on at Morningside. The first of those is an IT transformation. You know, as institutions of higher learning go, we have kind of a legacy IT system at Morningside. So we're going through now a major transformation of our IT systems at Morningside, which is going to remarkably improve the experiences of our students, our faculty, our staff, everyone. You know, we're kind of like the kid with the flip phone. We're going to get an iPhone, and everybody's looking forward to it. The next big thing is our strategic plan. So we're rolling out a new strategic plan. We're doing something a little different. So instead of your typical 5 to 10 year strategic plan that most places do, we're doing something called a rapid strategy. So it's going to be about a 3-year plan that will enable us to pivot really quickly. based upon market demands, market trends, and sort of flowing from that strategic plan is we're in the beginning phases of a comprehensive campaign for Morningside University, where we're going to look at what some of our needs are at the institution in terms of capital needs and scholarship needs for our students. I'm going to roll out a major, major fundraising campaign for the institution. So those are kind of the three overarching pillars in terms of where we're going next.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest, Dr. Albert Mosley, the president of Morningside University. And doctor, I must tell you, when you tell me you're adding program areas and curriculum in aviation, cyber, supply chain management, and public health, as an economic development professional, I can tell you that you and the team that put this together hit the center of the bullseye. That's exactly where students need to be focused, yeah. And to see Morningside adding that is tremendous. I also know that as strong as the academic programs are, in the final 2 minutes that we have together this morning, I know that activities, music, mm-hmm. the arts, and athletics yep. are an important part of the educational experience at Morningside University as well. Tell us about what we can expect in those areas under your leadership.
Oh, yeah. But you're right, Chris. Those things are incredibly important. We call those our talent areas. So our athletes, our students who are involved in band and choir and in student government, all those types of extracurricular activities, co-curricular activities, those are incredibly important. We're going to continue to push those. You know, we have a world-class football team. We have a world-class basketball. We have amazing athletics at
Morningside. So much to offer at Morningside yeah. University, and the size of the institution lends itself to the students who are looking to remain engaged in all of those things. Morningside's really a perfect fit, and if you had a message for those people who are beginning their senior year of high school, what would you tell them about your institution?
Well, a couple things I'd say real quickly. Number one, if you want experiential education, Morningside's the place to come. And it's the type of education where when you graduate, you're going to get a job. 99% of our graduates are either employed or in graduate school within 6 months after graduation. Second thing, if you're coming from a community in rural Iowa or South Dakota or Nebraska, Sioux City is an amazing place to be. There are remarkable things here to do, remarkable opportunities for students. You know, we have large hospitals and healthcare systems, all kinds of internships, externship opportunities for our students. And so Morningside sits right in the heart of that. And we're connected to all of these amazing things here in our community. So for high school seniors who are exploring college and thinking about where you're going to go next, give us a look. And I guarantee you, you'll be happy with us.
Dr. Mosley, our half an hour has passed way too quickly. You're going to have to promise me that you'll come back sometime.
I certainly will.
Maybe when it's not 100 degrees out. Maybe when it's zero and it's freezing and it's in the middle of winter.
I don't know about that. I'll have to think about that.
And we'll talk about what's going on during the winter months. But thank you so much for joining
Absolutely.
Us. As you launch another year and students come back to school this week, we wish you nothing but the very best this academic and scholastic year.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest, Dr. Albert Mosley of Morningside University. We'll be back next Saturday morning with more on Grow Siouxland. Make it a great weekend.